The Easter season is a time of great revelation and discovery. And this morning we kind of take a step back from all the wondrous stories of the resurrection and go back and reflect upon the wonderful verses of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. You know how it is these days when you're walking through a parking lot and someone's car alarm goes off? What do? You pretty much ignore it, right? It's kind of a common event, and you don't much think much about it, so you just kind of ignore it and go about your business. It used to strike me when people were walking down the street and they seemed to be talking to themselves and they had those things on their ear and so forth that you kind of didn't recognize right away. And so someone would walk by talking and you kind of wanted to respond to them. But now I kind of ignore those things. I've gotten used to it, like we do with so many things. Unfortunately, we often get too used to hearing things like, I love you, from one another. But when we look at Psalm 23, it begins, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I recognize how truly amazing that one phrase is. And how ridiculous it really sounds. Because we're talking about the Lord who's responsible for all of creation, who would come to us and call Him our shepherd. I was reading where there are 250 million times 250 million stars out there in space. 250 million squared. Impossible to imagine. And how in a handful of soil there are billions of microorganisms. You know, all those things you look at underneath a microscope and they're really creepy and weird looking? You'd rather not know what they look like at all? But here we have a great galaxy and minute microbes. And the creating force behind it all calls Himself our shepherd. And so we have the relationship with the Creator in humanity. And thinking of that relationship should stir our spirit within us. Should promote our dignity and our self-esteem that we have. The Lord is my shepherd. Which means we're the sheep. We're the sheep. And we have to recognize what it means to be the sheep and understand that. The behavior of sheep, someone wrote and described it this way, of mass mind, filled with fear and timidity. They portray stubbornness and stupidity, are unpredictable, and have many undefinable talents or habits. We are those sheep. We can see ourselves in a lot of that. But yet we have a relationship tied to the Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. We ask ourselves then what that means. To not be in want, we are told, that we are content and satisfied. Now, it's ridiculous to assert that we would never lack of need, but we will not lack of, nor will we want, because we can expect the care and support and the presence of our shepherd. The constant attention, who is the overseer of all things in our lives. Our Lord is a shepherd. We all want attention and we scream out, look at me! And our Lord does. And it is our shepherd that makes us lie down in green pastures. There are several reasons I was reading why sheep refuse to lie down. One of them is fear. A jackrabbit can stampede the entire flock. The unknown or the unexpected can lead to mass panic. There's a story of some years ago in eastern Turkey. One of the sheep in the flock bolted and tried to leap across a 15-meter chasm and didn't make it. 400 others followed it. But the sheep have no other self-defense than to run. And they will follow, even if it's not a good idea. They react out of instinct. Not necessarily dumb, but just react. We too often follow, though it's not a good idea. And there's this interesting phenomena that is called flight distance that sheep have. That there's a certain distance between each of them that they're comfortable with. And when that widens, when that gets bigger, that causes aggravation and leads to them moving. They feel more threatened that way when they are separated. There's also then discomfort. Discomfort of any aggravation that keeps them from lying down. Fleas and parasites. Anything that will literally bug them needs to be soothed. And the shepherd does this. Another problem is tension amongst the flock. When there's friction among its members, whether it be rivalry or competition or status, self-assertion is established by a literal butting order, the butting of heads. And when there is tension, it is hard for them to lie down. And finally, when they are hungry. When they are hungry, then they are searching. Constantly searching. Aggravated. Full of unrest. Fear, discomfort, tension, searching. They need the shepherd to calm them. It's known that there's a difference of behavior amongst the sheep in the presence of the shepherd. They have their eyes on the shepherd, not on what's around them, not of all those things that can distract them. But they are comforted by being in the presence of that shepherd. That shepherd who leads beside still waters. The sheep need to be led. They need to be guided. And the shepherd invites them to follow, calls to them to follow. The sheep are always the object of the shepherd's special care and attention. It is the shepherd who knows what is best for them. The sheep are to be obedient and to trust. To be led to the water that is quiet and clean. To lead them to the pastures where each morning are covered with dew. Where each day they are refreshed. The shepherd draws the sheep to himself. Calls them to drink. To take in. To accept. And the sheep, as they are led, recognize the voice of the one and only shepherd. Among the many other voices and noises that may surround them, they will recognize that one voice. And there's that one voice they follow, and that one voice then that leads them and restores my soul. There are circumstances among sheep that are called to be cast or cast down. It's when they get turned over on their back and they can't get up again. It often happens when ewes are carrying their unborn lambs in the womb. Or when they become too comfortable. They lie down in conditions that are too soft for them. Or when they're overweight, or perhaps they overeat, they find themselves in positions of distress and can't get up. There were two sheep that were in the pasture one day and they fell into a hole. The first one started to call out, "Baa, baa." The second one says, "I don't think that anybody can hear you. Maybe we should call out together." The first one says, "Together, together." I told you the sheep jokes were all bad. But we get insight to the heart of the shepherd. Here's those calls. The shepherd who is full of concern and compassion. And even before hearing calls of distress, will constantly oversee the flock and search for the one that is lost. It is a shepherd that leads on right paths, provides a safeguard. For the sheep are always on the move, but not to wander. The shepherd holds the map, and the sheep are to walk and journey with the shepherd. Of all the paths that they cross, it is the shepherd that knows the right path, the one that leads to the water or the pasture or to safety. And often it is a shepherd then that goes before them and prepares a table for them. Now, being here in the Southwest, we know that the word for table is mesa. And that is what the psalmist is writing about, that high range that the sheep will go to in the summertime. And the shepherd will go ahead of them in every situation, and particularly then, so that it can look for the poisonous plants that the sheep may be tempted to feed on. We'll make sure that there are no predators hidden amongst the rocks. The shepherd goes before them. The sheep are to walk closely behind. The shepherd goes before because it is the shepherd that understands the pitfalls and the problems and identifies them for the sheep so that they can be avoided. And with that, there is goodness and mercy. There's confidence in the care of the shepherd who lovingly directs and guides. And there is an assurance that overflows with goodness and mercy. Though often, being the sheep that sheep are, may not be deserved or maybe even appreciated or recognized. But there is that assurance then to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What is this house that the psalmist speaks of with a setting of shepherd and sheep? What the psalmist means is to be at home, to be in the presence of. And that can be the green pastures, the quiet waters, or the high tablelands. To be at home amongst family with members of the flock. Having that need for contact amongst the other sheep. Because the sheep get agitated when they are separated. When they feel they are alone. And there is a satisfaction of belonging. it's so easy not to hear. And so as we reflect on the psalm, don't let those words pass over lightly. Think of them. Listen to them. The Lord is my shepherd.